Hi there, everyone. Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. I want to talk about how happiness in the workplace tends to come in very small packages. Research into that elusive beast known as happiness suggests that the frequency of positive events happening throughout the day is more important than the intense positive experience. So better, those happy researchers say, to have 15 small events that are happy spread out throughout the day rather than just one big mega happy event a day. So quantity matters more than quality. And in the workplace, researchers have found that work happiness is far more dependent on the routine, moment-to-moment interactions than on more stable, long-term conditions, such as your job salary or job title. In other words, happiness really does come in small packages. And in related news, this being May and all, I thought I should remind you that it is International Civility Awareness Month. So it's worth noting that a study by the Thunderbird School of Global Management found that 50% of employees who experience an uncivil act at work deliberately decrease their efforts, with more than a third reducing the quality of their work on purpose. So why not use Civility Month to improve the level of civility and the level of happiness that's arriving in small packages in your workplace by remembering that each time you interact with someone, even if it's just passing them in the hallway, you have the chance to pass a little positivity their way, or conversely, you have a chance to suck a little bit of their soul out of them. As I constantly hear from thousands of employees around the globe, it really is often the smallest of gestures that matter. A smile, eye contact, taking the time to say, hey, what's shaking? Thanking people sincerely, offering them a chocolate. That's got to be the fastest way to get your coworkers to act civil, in my opinion. Saying please, saying thank you, saying, has anyone ever told you that you smell marvelous? Small gestures matter. If you treat your colleagues with genuine warmth, compassion, enthusiasm, and good humor, treat your colleagues the way you want to be treated, treat your colleagues like they are your most important customer in the world, then watch how not only your entire workplace changes, but how much happier you'll feel in return. And the fun at work tip. A great way to break down silos and get departments to know each other better is to hold a contest for the best infomercial parody video put together by every team in your organization explaining what they do, but in an outrageously cheesy, funny, cornball infomercial style. And the quote of the week from Plato, that wise thinker, you can learn more about a person in an hour of play than in a year of conversation. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, on those days when you're feeling sorry for yourself and you feel like you have one of the worst jobs in the world, consider some of these actual jobs listed on a Worst Jobs Ever website. Mosquito researcher. Flatulence analyst. I guess that actually exists. Carcass cleaner. Blue cheese factory worker. Sensory deprivation research subject, and publicist for Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.